Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first album review today is Detroit Stories from Alice Cooper. It's on the Ear Music label, and it gets 3.5 stars out of 5. Alice Cooper's 28th studio album is a love letter to the city where he was born. Detroit Stories follows 2019's Breadcrumbs EP with a muscular set of hard rock tunes. Gathering lots of Detroit musicians for this, plus the surviving members of the Alice Cooper group on a couple of cuts, it's a solid record. I'm betting this will sell mostly to guys my age, but of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Key cut, Drunk and In Love. Here's Alice Cooper on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
I saw you, baby, and I pissed my pants. Now I'm shaking while I'm trying to stand. Come into my cardboard box and out of the storm. You can mend my socks while I keep you warm. Falling in love, I'm falling in love. Who'd have thought I'd be drunk as a skunk and falling in love? You see, I've fallen on troubled times. I need some change, some quarters and dimes to buy some comfort to share with you. Then we won't care about the holes in our shoes. I'm falling in love. Yes, I'm falling in love. I confess I'm a mess. Who'd have guessed I'd be falling? Go walking by. Don't give a damn if we live or die. From Woodward Avenue to Old Brush Street, they couldn't care less about you or about me. Falling in love, I'm falling in love. Who'd have known I'd be stoned to the bone and falling in love? Yes, I am. If I black out and forget your name, you know I won't mind if you do the same. Just call me Ripple and I'll call you Rose. We can cuddle on the sidewalk where my buddy froze. I'm falling in love. Falling in love. Oh, feels good. I'm falling, baby. Just come on over here.
From Detroit Stories, that was Alice Cooper with Drunk and In Love. Moving on to review number two, Who Works for Who, the new record for Bowater. This is an independent release and it gets 4+ stars out of 5. This is the second album for these newfie blues rockers. Who Works for Who walks the tightrope between the two genres, never being completely one or the other. Hard-driving riffs and vocals, sharp lyrics, and a soulful feel almost make this feel like a long-lost Skynyrd record. Some bands are in it for the chicks, the fame, and the cash, but when a band plays because they have to, that's the good stuff, like this. Key Cut, the broken man behind the wheel. Here's Bowater on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. From their new record, Who Works for Who, that was Bowater with The Broken Man Behind the Wheel. Moving on to album review number three for today, the self-titled debut from Arc of Life. It's on Frontiers, and it gets 2 stars out of 5. This is the debut for this progressive rock collective. If it sounds familiar to you, it's because the group features three members of the current Yes lineup: vocalist John Davison, bassist vocalist Billy Sherwood, and drummer Jay Shellen. Interesting, yet somewhat anemic, Arc of Life, sorry, doesn't really do it for me. Key Cut, Talking with Siri. Here's Arc of Life on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
She will respond. Dreaming with Siri.
I'll ask her, do you dream?
But only sometimes.
I'll ask her, do you love?
Who, me?
I'll ask her, do you feel?
Ethically, logical, most time.
I'll ask, do you believe you're real?
Tells me what I wanna hear. Every word is so sincere. Like a magnet, I'm attracted. I'm just wild, so distracted.
Wasting time talking with Siri. Out of my mind talking with Siri. So many things that I want to ask. I need to know.
Talking with Siri.
So many things that I want to ask. I can't let go.
Talking with Siri.
I need to know.
Talking with Siri.
I'm talking with Siri.
From their self-titled debut album, that was Arc of Life with Talking with Siri. My fourth album review for today, Bright Shining Stars by Danielle Morelli. It's on the Vistone label and it gets 5 stars out of 5. The press is right to call Danielle explosively gifted. Bright Shining Stars, a solo acoustic record, is riveting. With occasional help here from a handful of friends, Ms. Moralia makes an unforgettable impression. Bright Shining Stars is a warm and intimate listening experience that plays like a conversation with good friends and leaves you feeling that everything is going to work out just fine. Key Cut, her remake of the classic When Things Go Wrong, It Hurts Me Too. Here's Danielle Morelia on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
I love you, baby. Without you, I can't be satisfied. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. So run here, baby. Put your little hand in mine, 'cause I got something to tell you. I know that will change your mind. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. Now when you go hurt, come back to to me, baby. Where I live, that's your home. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. Nothing in this world like you. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. So now you know, when things go wrong, it hurts me too.
Off of her new album, Bright Shining Stars, that was Danielle Moralia with When Things Go Wrong, It Hurts Me Too. My fifth and final review for this week, Hell of Fame by the group Hell in the Club. It's on Frontiers, and it gets 3+ stars out of 5. This is the fifth album for these oddly named Italian rockers. Out since September, Hell of Fame is as hard-hitting as it is melodic. While there's a certain aggression in the playing, I don't know that I'd call it heavy metal. It feels too refined for that. Well played and produced, this just might be the record that puts Hell in the Club on the world stage. Key cut, Mr. Grouch. Here's Hell in the Club on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Yeah.
That was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.